Morning, how y'all doing? All recovered from our stormy Saturday night. That was a first for me. 31 years, I think that's the first I've been in that long a delay, but our guys handled it extremely well.
What have you noticed different from Matt Asiata and his running style so far in the preseason?
To me, Matt's Matt, and you know, I appreciate him more than most, probably. I think our players and coaches appreciate him a lot more than people who don't understand. He just he does everything you ask him to do. He's an excellent pass protector. He's great with his assignments. He gets the most out of every run he has. You know, and the other night he bounced a couple outside, and that was nice to see.
Your offensive philosophy hasn't really changed over the years, but how do you have to kind of tweak what you do to tailor your skill set, and specifically what have you done to kind of take advantage of what Teddy does well?
Well, you know, the whole key to me, and our guys know it, if you do something well, then you're going to give them an opportunity to do that in a game. So a lot of what we do in practice through camp is to find out what the quarterbacks do well, what the receivers do well, what the tight ends do well, what our offensive line does well, and we're, you know, coaching and practicing and teaching those things. And then the things that make it to game day are the things that we perform at the highest level. So I don't know that we've tailored things to Teddy. We've kind of just kept working with him to get his skill set to improve, get him to do more and more things well, and he does most things at a real high level. So we can be very diversified on offense, and that's nice.
Norv, how do you feel the tight ends have fared so far, this group in run blocking? Is that a strength of theirs?
You know, it's a week-to-week thing, and there's some matchups that are real good for tight ends, not only ours but all tight ends, and then there's some matchups that aren't so good. And these teams with the real big defensive ends, like we saw against Oakland, those are tough matchups for tight ends. So, you know, when we're playing in the regular season, there's some schemes we'll do a little differently. I think they're working hard at it. Coach has made an emphasis of tight ends and the run blocking, and I think they'll be productive when we get going.
Is there a balance between kind of tailoring plays to get them better matchups, or is it on them to get better?
It's both. It's both. I mean, they've got to do a better job, you know, when they have a defensive end on them, and you know, then there are matchups that we can plays we can run where they're, you know, they're not at the focal point of a run.
Norv, obviously he's got a long way to go, but how's Babs doing on the offensive line then?
He's got a long ways to go. You're right, and I think he's doing well. He's doing everything that Jeff is asking him, and he's working extremely hard. You know, when he's sure, it's not so much knowing what to do, because I think he knows what to do. But when it starts getting heated and faster, and he's going against, you know, better players, you know, it happens really fast. And so if you have a little bit of doubt, sometimes you can get yourself in a bad position. But when he's real sure of what to do, and he uses the proper technique, he can be a very physical player.
Snaps, but I don't think that Matt has allowed maybe even a pressure at this point. I mean, can you just talk about his progress so far during the preseason, Khalil?
Yeah, Matt's playing good. Matt's had a good offseason. He's had a good training camp. You know, he and Everson have had some great matchups all through training camp. You know, I know that our offensive line coach is Jeff. They're very strict in terms of technique, and that's going to help Matt get better. My evaluation always is, did his guy affect the play in a negative way? And he's had very few plays where his guy has had a negative effect on the play. So I think he's preparing himself to really have a strong year.
Is it a challenge to kind of mesh that shotgun spread with three wides and also the power running game? Or, you know, at this point, teams have done it enough that you can kind of have them be interchangeable together?
Yeah, you know, we had a good mix last year of multiple formations and multiple personnel groups. We've worked hard through the off season to continue that. You know, to me, again, it's not so much worrying about how it affects the defense. It's, you know, a lot of people try to do that stuff and are not good at anything. that's not what we want to be. We're going to do the things we're best at, and if we're good with the spread stuff, we'll do more of it. If we're not, you know, we have plenty of offensive options in our system, you know, so we just, a lot of it ends up game plan, and if a team can't handle a certain personnel group or personal set, we'll use more of it in that game.
For the running back,
what did you see on that Sean Hill interception on Saturday, and what went wrong there?
It was audible at the line of scrimmage, and we didn't communicate it as well as we need to. Communication is two parts. It's getting information out and receiving the information, and we got a route run wrong, and Sean probably should never throw the ball.
For the running back, how does things change for him if he's getting a handoff in the shotgun as opposed to when the quarterback's under center and the running backs line up behind him?
We're trying to make it the same. I hope it's not a whole lot different. You know, some of that depends on the play, but I think since I've been, you know, using more shotgun, I go back all the way to the Redskins when I first got involved in shotgun. Brian Mitchell was an outstanding runner from shotgun, and I didn't see the plays as being any different. You know, some guys prefer getting the ball in a handoff under center. Some guys prefer it in a gun, but most of them get excited when there's a big hole to run through. They don't care if they got a handoff or a toss.
Is the threat of the keeper on these read option type looks, does even the threat of a keeper kind of help things in that regard too, to maybe create a little bit, because that defensive end might worry about Teddy keeping it?
Yeah, I think that's the whole premise of, you're not blocking the defensive end in a lot of these read plays, and if he plays the run real hard and closes down, you're going to end up keeping the ball, so the quarterback will. So we're going to be very careful with how we use it, when we use it, but it does help you block teams that play an extra man down in the front. Obviously, that's something we're going to get a lot of with Adrian.
Nor do you have any special memories when you go back to Dallas? You obviously did win two rings there.
I always like going back there. Obviously, we had great success when I was coaching there, and you know, we've gone in there and had some pretty big wins. You know, when I was in San Diego, I know we went in there and had a real big win. So it's a good place to play.
When you go back to the stadium, you see the pictures of those trophies being hoisted, things on the wall. Does it get a little sentimental at times?
No, I think I've moved beyond that. I think it was good timing playing in the Hall of Fame game. And I went to Charles Haley's party after this induction, and got to see a lot of the players. Those are the things that, you know, someone asked me the other day, I think the significance of winning a Super Bowl is obviously it's the ultimate in this league, but it's that thing you have 20 years later, 25 years later, with those guys that were involved, and that feeling you have for each other, and knowing what you accomplished, and knowing what you went through to accomplish it. Those things probably mean more to me than a picture on a wall.
Obviously, having an AP during the preseason, but having said that, do you want to see more out of the running game before the preseason ends?
I just want to keep getting better, and I'm coach has made a strong emphasis that we want to run the ball better. I expect us to be a very good running team, and you know, some of it's going to show up in the preseason, some of it isn't. People that know me know that we don't do a lot in the preseason in terms of scheme and game planning and trying to trick them. You know, we're trying to work on fundamentals and basics. And, you know, I just expect us to run the ball well. You know, I think there were points last year where we got to where we're running it pretty good. I think we'll run a lot better than we did last year.
It hasn't run much out of the shotgun in his career. Does this change much for Adrian in terms of reads or getting a start on his runs?
I don't think so. You know, I think the things we're doing out of the shotgun, he's very comfortable with and getting more comfortable with. You know, we're going to give him a good dose of the things that he does best, that he's done best his entire career, and then we're going to, you know, try to spread the field a little bit and give him some things that give him a little more space.
Outside of his communication, how'd you assess Cordell Patterson's performance Saturday?
You know, to me, the receiver thing, it's really hard to evaluate a guy in a preseason game because of the limited number of plays they get, and to really get to into a game in the production, you have to get a lot of plays. I thought Cordero was good on a lot of things. I think there's things we got to get better at.
Saturday, do you want to treat this as a dress rehearsal kind of for the regular season? Do you expect the offense to be out there for a half?
You got the wrong guy there, Coach Zimmer. You should ask. I know people use that term, and I always wondered what it meant. You know, we're going to do what we do in the preseason. The third game, our guys play a little bit more, and, you know, we maybe zero in on Dallas a little bit more, but it's nowhere near what you'd actually do on opening day or on the fifth game of the season or the second time you play a team in your division. You know, it's we're working on ourselves, and I like what Coach Zimmer's doing. We're working. We worked yesterday. We'll work today and tomorrow, going against ourselves, working on things we need to do to get better for the regular season. And then, you know, Thursday we work on Dallas on a limited amount and then get ready to go play the game.
Thanks.
I wish we could have got him to blow that horn about 10 minutes.